Don't worry about it.
Welcome back to Don't Worry About It.
We're back.
With Cottie and Sam.
We're back.
Sam and Cottie, whoever you like better gets to go first. Anyways, we can dive into this in a little bit. So we're back. We have moved studios. And now I can see what I look like,
hiatus.
And I might just be like gazing
we're
into the camera.
We're sitting in front of a camera watching ourselves,
which
and we can't
also
stop.
Actually amazing. Now, like, if I have a flyaway, I can really just deal with them on my own.
It's like how AI is taking over. I can do everything myself now that I just have a mirror in front of me.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I love
it. It's amazing.
All right. So I haven't seen you in, I don't think.
1 month.
No, I saw you at Ted's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot's happened.
Why don't you kick it off?
I mean, it's been busy. We've both been busy.
Yeah.
And we took a little break.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
It's been an emotional roller coaster.
I know. And so we're in a new space now. And this is our first day back in almost a month.
Yeah.
You know?
How do you feel about it? That's really what
I was skeptical.
That's really what my questions were about. I wanted to talk to you about how have you been feeling lately about the podcast? What's changed in your life since we last recorded? Do you miss doing it, or is it the break felt like a relief?
Okay. I miss it. At first, it felt like a relief because I think it was so we were back to back to back to back in banking.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I'm sure you felt the same way. There was like a moment to breathe where you're like, oh, like an air.
I told my sister we were taking a break. She's like, oh, so you have your life back. I was like, yeah, I don't think people realize how much goes into it every
week.
Well,
when people ask, they're like, how often do you record? You're like, once a week. It's about an hour or two. And they're like, oh, that's not bad. And I'm like, no.
But it's
but the mental.
Guests.
Yeah.
Editing.
There's much more that goes into it, but
posting.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, but yeah, I miss it, and I think we're so deep in now that that makes me even more nostalgic. Where I'm like, ugh, we're like at 1:30.
I know. I wish I didn't care anymore, but I still am like emotionally tied to it.
I know. Same.
All right.
I've been crazy with work, and now I feel like today's the first day I can. Breathe.
Yeah, you just got back from New York yesterday, right?
Just got back from New York. Yeah. I have Nicole's wedding on Saturday that I'm officiating.
Wait, okay. I needed to get into this. Why did you get ordained online?
I'm a minister.
You are?
I am a minister.
Okay.
You can call me Pastor Kreischer.
How long did that take?
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sign up online. I don't know what the point of it is.
My sister's trying to talk me into getting my real estate license because she wants to be a realtor in New York and she wants me to be her LA arm.
Wait a minute. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I kind of was like, why wouldn't I? And then Duran was like, well, I go, because next time if we buy a house and we sell this one, I could do it. He was like, well, we can also get a lawyer and not deal with an agent. Like, and he's like, do it like if you want to do it, but don't do it like if you don't feel like, I don't know. But I don't think it would take me that long.
No, of course not. It wouldn't. And that's brilliant because you've got bi-coastal sisters.
But, you know, Jenny changes interests by the minute.
True, but I'm surprised she wants to do it.
Her and Ryan Serhant. She's going to be under Ryan Serhant.
Who's Ryan Serhant?
He's a million-dollar listing New York.
I think that's who I was picturing in my head, but I couldn't
And
connect.
They're friends, and I guess he's announcing her like as his newest agent at his next like event
Stop it. Next month. Samantha, you have to do this.
Can't.
Duran's probably scared that you're going to have so many houses at your fingertips.
You really think so?
And you're gonna like fall in
also,
love with them.
Also, I think my sister is making her assistant do it as well. And she wrote this crazy Substack about her assistant because it's her birthday and how much she loves her. And I was a little bit jealous about it. And I was like, why do you love her so much?
Did you say, do you love me as much?
She has no boundaries. So it's like, you know, she's become this girl's mom, older sister, you know, all of it. So, yeah. So, I mean, anyways, I should be a minister. You should be a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Like vice versa.
I'd rather be a real estate agent than a minister.
I feel like you'd actually be really good at that because you're good at making houses look like no one lives there.
I am.
I don't have the new iPhone. Did you get it?
No.
Duran wants to get it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Wait, how do you know if it's amazing?
Because I've just been watching online. Like videos and stuff.
The camera looks like a real upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, huge upgrade.
Yeah.
Like the zoom in quality is like bam.
Yeah.
What were we just talking about?
Oh, sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, real estate licenses and Ryan Serhant, my sister doing real estate.
Oh,
you being a good realtor because you like a house that doesn't look lived in?
No, but I'd rather be a realtor.
You know
the minister stuff is making me nervous. Wouldn't you be nervous?
Do you have a speech?
Oh, I have a speech, yes.
Okay. Did ChatGPT write it?
No. You know what's funny? What? I put it into ChatGPT to pump it up comedy-wise, and it didn't change anything.
So does that mean you're brilliant?
So that means I'm pretty much a genius.
Is it funny? How long is it?
It's 7 pages long.
Okay.
But that includes all the bullshit of like the rings, the kissing, the exchanging of vows.
Oh. Yes, there's kissing involved?
There's kissing. Yeah.
Where will it be?
The Lodge. It's like in Malibu, Agora Hills, Calabasas. That like...
How big is it? The wedding?
125,
in your... Wait, how long ago... how long have you known that you're officiating the wedding?
Like a year ago.
Oh, God.
A year ago, and I wrote the script maybe last week.
I didn't realize you and Nicole were like that.
She's pretty much like, you're my North Star. Like, you guide me more than any adult in my life.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's so nice.
And I didn't even put that in the speech.
Do you feel like that about me?
Mm-hmm. You are.
I'm like your North Star.
My anxiety shaman.
Oh, my God. That's going to be, I need footage of that.
I'll record it for you.
Somebody needs to record that.
Yeah. So hence, that's why.
Can I send Liz just to record that of you? Okay. Will Nicole care?
No. Also, do you know what I've noticed is trending? And it's so bizarre, but I'm so into it.
What?
Smoking. People are smoking again.
What?
Have you noticed this?
No.
Everyone's smoking again. And guess what they're smoking?
Capris? Parliaments.
Capris. It's a cigarette of millennials.
I saw Charlie XCX smoking in Parliament.
It's wild.
Why do you think that is?
I think people have taken a turn on vaping.
Well, yeah.
They're like, ugh, vaping's bad. And I think there's so many studies out about nicotine and how good it is for you. Legit. Swear. Nicotine is like... smoking is not good for you. Nicotine is really good for you.
Why?
It's good for your mental health, like dementia, Alzheimer's. They're connecting it to so many things. It's a great alternative for like small children. Well, I mean, I heard this on a podcast. Small kids with ADHD, if you don't want to give them a stimulant.
Was it called the Marlboro Man, the podcast?
Yes. They like cut up a patch, a Nicorette patch, and put like a little square on their back. It's cutting edge stuff. Like, I wouldn't try it, but yeah. Wild. So I think everyone's on this nicotine train. I noticed it when I was in New York. I was like, everyone... Well, I think New York's just a big smoking city, but still, I was like, everyone is smoking here.
Well, in Europe, you go... I mean, and everyone's still smoking. Where were we? Like, oh, when we were in... over the summer, when we were in France, it was like everywhere we went, like young, old, everyone's just like smoking. I'm like, just throw a cig on it. Just smoke a cig in the color.
I saw parties, like industry parties on Instagram this past weekend.
Yeah.
And they had cigarettes in like trays. I was like, we're back.
No, that is so horrible.
I mean.
No. Have you not seen that there's commercials right now that say that smoking is down in California, at least by like 60%, and lung cancer is down by like 50% or something crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a statistic that's very promising.
Well, not for your cause.
50%, but it's down 60?
Something like that. Like the actual smoking. Well, no, because lung cancer isn't only caused by smoking.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what statistically, how many, like, what's the variation of like the connection between smoking and lung cancer?
Huge.
Because so many people I know that have passed from lung cancer never smoked a cigarette in their life. Where I'm like, how does that happen?
I know a few people who have, well... it's, I mean, one did used to smoke, but it's hugely connected, but it's certainly not the only.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to guess, and I'll look this up right now, but if I had to guess, I would say 40% of lung cancer cases are related to smoking.
Okay. So if
what
someone,
would you say?
I think that's about right. But if like a genie came out of a bottle and said to you, hey, we're going to guarantee your health for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you can smoke if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Would you start smoking?
I don't, like, sometimes it makes me ill.
I think you get past that. I probably would.
I would, like, on a weekend with you and, like, a bottle of wine.
Oh, doesn't that sound good?
But not, like, I never wanted to ever smoke in front of my kids. Like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, God, no.
Like, in my 20s and even in my teens, I definitely smoked here and there. And once I was Once I even thought about kids, I was like, I will never, ever be seen with a cigarette in front of my child, ever.
I guess I've never seen you smoke.
Ever.
No.
Never. Nothing.
Never.
Not a joint, not a cigarette, not anything. I mean, maybe they've seen Duran with a cigar and me take a puff of a cigar. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. My kids
okay,
see that.
This is a staggering number. What do you, if you had to guess?
Well, since you said that, I'm thinking it's around like 75%.
80 to 90.
Holy shit.
Smoking is responsible, according to the American Cancer Society, which, you know, that they're pretty big. Deal. Smoking is responsible for an estimated 80 to 90% of lung cancer cases. This means the vast majority of lung cancer cases are caused by smoking. And that's why when I say smoking's down by 60% and lung cancer cases, I mean, it tracks, right?
Wow.
Not that I'm the expert of lung cancer, but
wow,
smoking
that's
should not
way
come back.
Higher.
Although the vaping thing is interesting too, because I don't think it's been around long enough for the statistics to actually... For people to know. But there's other risks involved with the vaping other than the lung cancer. It's also like affects your heart in a different way.
Ooh.
I think because of the chemicals and like the oils and I don't know, whatever. But anyway.
Vaping's only been around.
I like that
like,
you're excited about the cigarette coming back.
I mean, I don't know. It felt like the 50s again. I was like,
well,
look at
that's
all
what
these
it feels
people.
Like in Europe. They all seem really so like healthy and vibrant, and they're, you know, drinking red wine every night, eating bone marrow and smoking cigs.
Right?
Yeah. I know.
It's like you're really challenging it.
I'm with you.
But it's wild. Anyway.
So what's up with you and your GLP-1s? Are you doubling
I'm
still?
Done.
You're done.
I'm done.
And are you doing the fasting thing I sent you?
I haven't started yet, but I signed up for the whole program. I don't really understand how it works.
I don't either. I sent it to you just hoping you would do the recon on it. And
I did, and
it
I
works.
Signed up for like 3 months. It's already paid for.
But it's just intermittent fasting for 18 hours a day?
They started me with 14 hours.
Okay.
And they said in 4 weeks, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I was like, But then, ironically, I was traveling with this guy who just got married recently. He fasted, never did GLP-1s. He just started fasting.
Yeah.
16-hour windows every day. He lost 40 pounds. I was like, why do I feel like that can't happen
16,
for me?
16, what's the window?
So it would be 12 like...
12 to 8?
No. What? 12 to 8?
12 p.m. to 8 p.m.? Is that the window you eat?
That's the window you eat.
Yes. Yeah, that's what
yes,
I would
yes,
think.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Which seems so doable.
Totally.
Like, as long as you're telling me I can drink, I can eat somewhat normally. But see, eating normally now for me, it makes me feel like shit. So I'm like, kind of, I'm done with that.
Eating normally?
Ugh.
I know, it's too much.
It's too much.
Right?
I'm just like, why am I doing this to myself?
I know, I agree. It's like, I used to want to feel so full after every meal.
Right?
Like, that was the kind of the goal going into a meal, right? And then... I wasn't as aware of how uncomfortable I was until I started to get older, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why now, I mean, aside from, you know, the world we're living in with GLP-1s and all of that, but I think that's why I notice now some of my older friends, as you get older, you know, people in their 40s, 50s, some of them are in the best shape of their life and not from GLP-1s. I do think it's because from like, knowing what makes you feel good, right?
Yeah. I can so easily feel like shit after just like
I don't want to go in and gorge. I used to want to like be like, I want to eat everything and like...
I don't want to feel like that.
I don't want to feel like that.
It
takes me out for the day and then I feel depressed because I'm just like, oh my God, I feel like...
And I can't push myself to the brink of like being starving because then that's when it happens where I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yes. Then you're like
squash boss.
Hungry like the world.
Yeah, like just awful.
Okay, so let's talk about our podcast.
Yeah.
I would like to revisit a few things. Okay. And I want all of this to just be sort of like, we don't have to go deep into it, but why did we start the podcast in the first place?
I mean, my reasoning?
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk to you every week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was mine too.
I never had a goal of having a podcast.
I can get you into a commitment of some kind. You're a committophobe.
I've gotten married and committed to this with you.
I know.
That's it.
That's what I think I'm most sad about if we stop doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Because you are now like in a committed relationship with me. It's what I've always wanted.
I know. I've always been in a committed relationship with you.
I'm in your own mind, but like sometimes it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't come to like fruition.
No. Okay. Has our purpose or dynamic evolved since we started?
I think it's totally evolved. Remember we started thinking we were going to be a parenting podcast?
I do think it's evolved. I think we've gotten better because we've really exercised that muscle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just had lunch with this woman who owns the bar company.
Oh, yeah.
Bespoke.
Yeah.
She's like, I love listening to you guys.
Oh, yeah. They're like, sweet. They've commented.
She's like, it's just such a natural interaction between the two of you. And sometimes I wish I had like a really good friend like that. It's like, ironically, that's why I started it, just mm-hmm. to talk to you every week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I thought our conversations were so funny. I'm like, who would not want to listen to this? This is just like so good. Well, we've had heavier conversations throughout the journey.
Yeah,
but we always manage to talk about things and it always ends up being more funny than anything.
Some are relatable. Some are completely unrelatable.
Unrelatable.
Yeah. It's the whole spectrum of it.
Okay. If you could, would you want it to end? Would you want to pause it for longer? Rebrand us? Revamp us in some way?
It's so interesting. It's a combination of all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to end.
Uh-huh.
It's hard because so many people tell us, like, you have to, you know, you have to find your niche. Like, you've got to find that one thing that makes you different from the rest because everyone has a podcast now.
I've gotten such mixed information from people. I've gotten such mixed information from people of what it takes. You have to have an existing platform or that you have to be talking, you know, like my sister's like, oh, okay, like I have a friend who does pop culture and it's like built in for her because, you know, conceptually there's new pop culture stuff happening every single day, every single minute, every single hour. So you're not like drumming up like what would be interesting to talk about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I've also heard, you know, there's been huge celebrities that do podcasts and that doesn't translate to the podcast. So I don't know. It's really sort of interesting to try to navigate that world and feel like you're really growing it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think we just inherently have something, the two of us, but I think it would be interesting to find something to kind of ground us in a weird way. You know what I mean? Like a reoccurring theme. Because I feel like we would crush that.
Should we play more games?
I know. I think about things I like doing. I'm like scaring people. But how does that translate?
Like, I was thinking of something. There was one that I thought was funny where it was like, we video ourselves on like about something, but like separately and see what our reaction is to something.
That's a good idea.
I thought that would be funny.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but I do think we should have recurring shticks.
I do too. Even if it's something small.
Yeah.
Like a common thread throughout all. I don't know.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what it is because I love it. I love doing it, but I also want to figure out how we
like
get
a more definitive direction. Yeah, I know what you mean. I think we feel the same way.
And then do you think the podcast has affected our friendship in a good or bad way?
I mean, I think we've had ups and downs, but I think ultimately at the end of it, I definitely think it's connected us way more.
Yeah.
Way more.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've had to, it's been forced us to have like much more honest conversations.
Yeah.
And just be consistent with talking to one another.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the day, I would say 100% more positive. I don't even know what our friendship would be today if we didn't have it.
I know because we weren't really that tied to day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do we imagine that listens to the podcast? And who do we still like? Who are we talking to?
Who do we imagine? Who do you imagine? I see like a movie theater with like a few friendly faces. Like I know a handful of people I know. But then there's others that I meet online and I'm like, she's fun. She's good time.
Yeah, I think it's just like-minded. I would say primarily women.
Our age.
Because we're touching on so many things that, you know, not just motherhood at all. Friendship, no. Work, health.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah. Barely motherhood.
Right.
Unless it's health related.
Unless it's health related, yeah. How can what's going to make me look the most gorgeous other than not drinking?
How have you been with that? Feel awesome today.
You do?
Yeah.
You didn't drink last night? Wow.
One day of the week, congrats. Like,
was it because of this?
No. I was just tired.
Oh.
I was tired. I woke up at like 3 a.m. I was traveling. So, it was, you know, oh, I was just need to like recalibrate.
Yeah.
And I was hungover. That's really what it was. I was hungover.
Hungover. Oh, from Wednesday.
From Tuesday night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back on it tonight, probably.
I don't know. Sometimes I just, I'm like, think that it is the only, it like makes me happy. So why would I not? I don't know. I have two minds. It's like want somebody who wakes up in the morning to like the person, the 3 p.m. and then the person from 3 p.m. to until I go to sleep.
Yeah. I had pressed juice for lunch.
Two people.
And I'm going to have Tito's for dinner.
Guess what I had for lunch? Korean barbecue. That's where we went after children's. Oh, that's nice. I know. I'm like very full.
Very full.
I love Korean barbecue.
Yeah, did I tell you I bought that non-alcoholic champagne we had at your birthday?
Oh, yeah. How was
French
it?
French Bloom.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet. I have it chilled, though. One day.
So if I know this is a little like dark, but I'm just like I wanted to reflect because we've had our break and I've thought so much about what the trajectory of this looks like and like if we're going to continue doing it and if we're going to stop doing it. And I just wonder, what do you think what is the legacy if we end up leaving it? Like, what do you think we have to show for this other than like a huge body of work?
That's a tough one. I mean, just like hours of laughs, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The most, there's so many moments that stick out to me that are like the Prolon episode.
The Prolon was so
the
funny.
The male branding weed episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so many good ones. Or like you drawing on my eyebrows.
The Prolon one was so funny.
Glitter freckles.
I recently reposted the Prolon clip because we were like, I don't think we've laughed that hard.
No. Or Jenna, us calling out Jenna Fisher wearing Old Navy.
Yeah. That was really good.
Ted's reodorant.
Reodorant? No, there's been so many good moments.
There really has.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the legacy.
I know. But I just feel like we need to be...
I feel like we're
come at it from a different place.
Yeah, I do too.
You know?
I do too.
And we can't be like, I just think you can't be, it's all about our chemistry and it's not about chasing a trend or trying to like talk about something everybody else has talked about, right? I mean, sometimes that's fun, but it's just the authentic connection that we have.
We've got the hard part down.
Yeah.
We just need to like figure out our roadmap.
Yeah.
And that should be the easy part, but it's hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a weird way, it's hard.
Yeah.
Still haven't cracked that.
Well, it's a weird business.
It really is.
And for two people who hate social media.
It's brutal.
It's brutal.
It's fucking brutal.
The most I'm on social media is to like forward Cotty different stuff that like I'm sending her so she can see it if she wants to, or just to like bookmark it for myself. So I can go back into the feed and be like, Okay.
I think I sent you something today about New York is not the new epicenter of rats. It's LA.
I heard that.
LA
we have
is
a rodent
like,
problem.
You do too?
No.
Oh.
We do.
Oh, yeah, we do. I talked to a friend in San Francisco. She's like, I'm surrounded in mousetraps.
How was New York?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's so pretty in fall.
Do you think you could live there?
Fuck no. Okay. Not for a minute.
Okay.
Never.
Never?
I started walking around. I'm like, what are they always repairing? Why?
Like, oh, I mean,
like, is there a day without scaffolding? Let me know.
No.
It's so annoying.
They're
it's,
always repairing or
the trash makes me nervous.
Or like underground work, the trash. Oh, my God. The trash really makes me nervous.
Trash makes me so nervous.
Yeah.
But then also I have a weird OCD whenever I go to New York, and I said it like three times on this trip. I'm like, I don't understand how this little piece of land is supporting all this weight. And essentially everything underneath us is emptied out.
Because they've like dug tunnels.
We've dug tunnels and subways. Yeah. And it's like just air pockets everywhere. Yeah,
that's actually a good point.
The tallest buildings possible. And they just keep adding on and adding on. And then I just went, I went to Barry's while I was there. I was like,
how was it?
There's like 1,000 pounds of treadmill in here.
You just think you're going to like go into like a big sinkhole?
I feel like it's going to just snap off and float away.
Interesting. What if you're right?
I think I'm onto something.
Yeah.
Whenever I do a workout
class,
like, I'm like,
how deep is it? Like how deep? Like it's just a hollow.
It's a hollow.
Shell.
We're sitting on
of
top
an
of
island?
Like, yeah, like a puff pastry. Where I'm like, how?
Spanakopita anyone?
Yeah, seriously. Totally.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. I like visiting. I haven't been in a while.
It's so pretty right now. We're going back for Christmas.
You are?
No, not Christmas itself. We're going back like the first week of December with the kids.
Just your family?
Just with the kids.
That's fun.
Yeah. They've never been. I don't know if it'll be snowing, but it's like ice cold right now. It's so nice.
I want, like, we're so,
so
spoiled
hot.
Here. But I was talking to someone the other day who said that they love going to the East Coast. I think they're probably from the East Coast because just because I mean, as nice as it is to live here and to get so many days of sun and nice days, but you want to feel the seasons, right?
I think
it's cool to feel the seasons, and not to say that I want to live in like Michigan and get snow, you know, like 3 months out of the year or four, however often they get snow, but or somewhere like that. But I do love Brady and Jason. I just saw Jason; he was here for the World Series, and they just moved to North Carolina.
Do they get seasons?
And he was saying that it's like, yes, it's like a true fall. Like he was like, it's gorgeous. The leaves are falling and it's chilly in the evening and, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
I just want that.
Yeah. I keep seeing coats that I want and I'm like, so I could wear that for like 6 weeks?
Like in January. And I'm like, I don't want to in January. I want to wear it now. Like New York
How
right now
chic
is like
a coat.
Ugh. I look so good in a coat.
Oh my God. Me too.
Just coat and heels. Ugh.
Where'd you go for your spray tan, speaking of chic?
Amelia, Caroline's girl.
To her house?
No, she comes to you.
Where'd you go?
Well, I was at Nicole's house to get it. Because she was getting
and
one.
She drove you here from her house?
Yeah.
How sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, isn't she like $150 a spray tan?
Well, yeah. It's pretty expensive. And it's a weird timeline. She's like, you have to wash it off by 5. I was like, or what? Like
or,
what?
And she's or you're like a pumpkin.
She's like, or it'll get really dark. I'm like, okay, like don't threaten me with a good time. I might sleep in it. She's like, you can't sleep in it. And I was like, wait, why?
Have you before left it on longer?
No. She's like, it'll reverse. And I
no,
was
but
like,
how
wait,
much
what?
Was it for real? Tell me.
145. It's a lot.
I guess it's really only the girl that comes to me, I think is like 95.
That's reasonable.
I think to go to anyone's house, you have to charge a certain
I guess so.
To make it worth your while.
She's very available too.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I guess that's what I'm paying. I don't know. How do we live in LA? And I have such a hard time finding a hair person, a makeup person. I've got the tanning person locked
we
down.
We need more makeup people.
What the fuck? Where
you
are
know,
they?
You know what we should do? Is Glam Squad still a thing?
I was thinking about that the other day.
Because that's how I found Kelly.
Oh, really?
And she was amazing. And granted,
She
was on Glam Squad. And she's in, did you reach out to her? She's in Japan.
She's in Japan.
Yeah.
She was like, I hope I find my husband here. I was like, really? Glam Squad. Yes, it's still around. I've had really bad Glam Squad experiences, though.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. I've had a few bad ones. Like, it's never been great. But I'm also too particular. And I'm like, I don't want to look natural and do it. I want to look like a robot. I want to look fake. I do.
Daron hates when I get my makeup done.
I think he said that to me once.
Hates.
Yeah. Why? Well, last time I got mine
done.
I
don't really look like myself, but I like it. And I think I look great in pictures.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Mike's like, I asked him if he liked it. And he's like, is that what you asked for? And I was like, what does that mean? He's like,
the best is when like the dogs used to get like a bad groom. And then Carmen would be like, did you ask for that? And I'm like, no, Carmen, I fucking didn't. Okay. They look like shit. Don't ask me. Like, and it's like, at least pretend like they look good. Like I'm already like,
did you ask
yeah,
for
I'm
that?
Already like disgruntled, you know, I'm paying an arm and a leg and I hate it. And it's now I have to wait for it to grow back.
I did that to Bowser. He looks awful.
Did you ask for that? I'm like, yeah. No.
Yeah, I was like, hey, think of the worst cut you've ever given a dog and make it 10 times worse and do it to mine.
And charge me.
And charge me for it. Because you don't want to brush them.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I don't want to brush them.
No, I'm not going to.
Duron's like, do you want to get a schnauzer? And I was like, no.
No. Why does he get to call the shots with dogs?
I want a terrier. Is that weird?
That's a little odd.
He doesn't want one. Why? What would you get if you got another one?
I would probably... I'd probably get a teacup doodle.
Isn't that what you have?
Yeah, but I'd go smaller.
Oh, smaller.
Or there was like
a... My mom's dog is too small. It's 3 pounds. It. She is 3 pounds.
It. Well, your mom's dog's...
It's like a hamster.
But she doesn't look like 3 pounds.
What?
No, she's like lean and like stretched out.
Bowie?
Yeah. She doesn't look like a teacup.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She's just hollow.
I think she does. She's like New York.
She totally is. Oh my God. I didn't tell you. So our rat problem.
Oh yeah. Tell me.
We reached out to the TikTok guys, Twin Traps. Mm-hmm. They record everything. Mm-hmm. They put up cameras in our house. And my mom is staying with us. And she was like, we got attached to one of these mice. We never saw it in person really, but we watched it in the camera. And like, we named them Biscuits. And like, we got attached to this mouse.
And then you murdered it?
Yes. And it happened while I was
working. Was it in your house?
It was living underground. So there was cameras in the crawl space and then in the kitchen too. And it was going from underground to the kitchen and underground to the kitchen.
How did, into the kitchen through the vent?
Through the vent under the oven.
Okay, so that's where I draw the line. If they're under the house, I'm fine with it.
I don't care under the house.
But I had one in the kitchen too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see it?
Mm-hmm.
Was he big?
One morning, I was like,
it's the worst feeling.
I was like, what the fuck was that? And it like actually was, but he was small. But he was, I think he then retreated in like the spice rack, you know, in the corner that pulls out.
Yeah.
I don't think he had a way to get in and out. I think
he was trapped inside.
I think he had come in one day when the door was open and just.
I had a theory and then I caught it on camera. So my mom put jalapenos all over the floor. Because she's like, rats hate jalapenos. So I was like, what?
But what? To keep him from catching him.
Keep him from catching him. So I think I was in New York. Yeah, I was in New York and my mom sends me a video of her sprinkling these huge jalapenos from Gelson's nonetheless.
Like pickled?
Like not pickled? Cut open, just like huge jalapenos.
Okay.
She's like, I'm going to catch him. She's like, more soon. I wake up. It's like 3 a.m. her time. And I go onto the camera that these Twin Traps guys set up and I see Biscuits holding the jalapeno, eating it. And I was like, good job, mom. I was like, you just fed Biscuits like 9 jalapenos and he's probably going to have like rat shits everywhere now.
And his stomach's going to explode.
His stomach's going to explode all like, over our house.
Stop.
Yeah.
He liked him?
Loved him.
Mm.
And then.
How'd you catch him? In the kitchen?
He went into a trap.
In the kitchen?
And he put up a good fight. No, under the house.
And when you see him?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to cry?
No, I was pretty upset when it happened, though. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to kill him. And he's like, this guy I was with was like, didn't you set traps? I was like, yes, but like it was for sport. And like, I kind of like the kids and I would watch videos every night that he'd come out. And we'd like, oh, Biscuits.
I had to catch this one because he was in my kitchen and it wasn't like, I mean, not that it's any better if he's coming and going, but he was in like he was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And we caught him. We ended up catching him with a sticky trap.
So he was alive.
Mm-hmm. But then he wasn't.
Well, that's what I said to the guy, these Twin Traps guys. I go, they're like, well, you got dogs, so we shouldn't set up traps in the kitchen. I'm like, these dogs are morons.
Yeah.
Like, they won't even know how to work the trap. They're well, like, but we'll set up a vacuum. So I guess what happens, this is awful, they set bait inside the vacuum, and once the rat passes a sensor in the tube.
Yeah.
It turns on and sucks him into.
That's amazing, actually.
It sucks him into.
Oblivion?
A wet vac full of chemicals.
See, I've said no to the poison every time.
Yeah, because I don't want a rat touching poison and then eating my dog food.
You've always said that, but I don't want them to go poison a coyote. I know that sounds fucked up.
Oh, I'm down for that.
I don't.
So anyway, got rid of the vacuum.
We both have weird unfounded traps. Fears.
I know. And then I was really sad. And then he came to pick up the trap.
Oh.
And I guess Mike and Clemencia both saw it. They were like, Biscuits was not a mouse. biscuits was huge. And I was like, what? They're like, his body was like that big. I was like, ugh.
So a rat.
It was a rat, but with little fluffy ratatouille ears.
How do you tell the difference between a rat and a mouse?
Real life, I guess.
No, because I found a little tiny one in the pool, and I fished him out and saved him, and he looked like a mouse, but maybe he was a baby.
Field mouse like this?
Yeah, but maybe
those
he was,
are adorable.
He was so cute, but maybe he was so a rat. Cute.
No, field mice just live outside, and they just are like, they're adorable.
So Mew Mew chased a squirrel into the corner of behind the banquette that was outside my kitchen, and she cornered him, and both dogs kind of cornered the squirrel that literally the one that's always like, hey guys, and they finally got him one morning. They cornered him.
What?
And she had hair in her mouth, just from the tail. She had pulled hair out. So the squirrel weaseled its way into this corner, very, very tight corner behind a beam. And I could kind of see him with a flashlight, and he didn't move. Okay. And I'm like, I couldn't even really see him breathing. I'm like, I think I'm gonna have to call someone to get him out of there, because he's just gonna die in there. It's not gonna be good. He did not move. Okay. Still. And I was putting a flashlight in his face. I was he must have wedged himself in, squashed his body. So now he's kind of killed himself, yeah, because the dog scared the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And he's just stuck in there. And so I checked a few hours later, still there, still, just still.
You did not call people out to your house to get him.
I did. I called Freddie, my guy. I was like, Freddie, I think I'm going to need you to come out. And he was like, okay, I'll come out. I think I can come out later today or tomorrow. And then all of a sudden I'm in my room. And, I have a sliding glass door and my curtains were open, and I saw a squirrel kind of limping, and it looked like he had, his tail had been rattled, and he was kind of out of sorts.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I think that's the squirrel. I think I think he's not dead. I think he got out. And then I went back and checked the spot, and he was gone. But he had stayed like that. This must be a thing that they do.
He was playing coyote, or what are they?
They possum. Must.
Playing dead?
Yeah. He was there for 5 hours.
That's weird.
4 or 5 hours. And then I saw he didn't look injured. He just looked rocked. He was oh shit, I gotta get out of here. Yeah. Yeah. Those squirrels though, they're worse than I feel like. They're very presumptuous. They're
mango.
I'll take what I want.
Why do we have mango in the backyard.
I covered my persimmon tree with net, and now they can't get into it.
Oh, that's nice.
By the way,
nice.
I'm growing gorgeous persimmons.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are those the things with the seeds? No, that's pomegranate. Oh, persimmon. Those are good.
And not the ones that are that are the more apple ones that crunch like an apple. 10 years I've had this tree. I finally have a new landscape guy who came last 9 months ago. The tree is producing all of this fruit.
Hold on. Do you like him?
He's amazing. Can I just show you? I'm going to show you the basket of fruit. He's amazing. You want his information?
Yeah.
And my avocados don't look like mutants anymore.
Ew.
Yeah. They're amazing. I just had my 15-year anniversary. Look.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're gorgeous.
All of that is from my garden.
Samantha.
Yeah.
Look at you, Martha.
You ought to come have one.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Martha here.
Martha here.
All right. I think we have to wrap because we, got to make this a tight episode.
Tight episode.
Do you like seeing your tanned little golden body?
My tan is just off the charts. Although she's like, you're going to turn white again if you don't rinse. I was like, what is it, bleach?
I'm confused.
I am too.
Please report back.
I will.
Oh, wait. Show me the LED mask you got really quick. Sorry.
All this way.
So I believe I have the Dennis Gross LED mask, which I swear by, and I make everybody buy this. Kati found one from Shark, which is what my hair dryer is. And I love, they also make air fryers and kitchen stuff.
The ratings.
What is it called? Shark Cryo Glow.
The ratings for this one. You know who knew a ton about this? Nicole's husband.
What's the cryo element of it?
Cryo inspired tightening and soothing for under eye revive treatment.
Insta-chill technology
helps soothe under eyes, promoting a refreshed and rejuvenated appearance. Collagen boosting wrinkle regimen, which is 6 minutes. The under eye treatment is 5 to 15. Chemical-free acne clearing is 8 minutes, and then glow enhancement is 4.
Oh, okay. So you need to report back on this too. So this shark is not tonight. Is unlike the Dennis Gross, which is just LED blue and red, which it, one's good for bacteria, one's good for fine lines. This also has a cooling technology for the under eye, which I'm fascinated by.
My under eyes look like shit. Please,
can I? I want to open this when we finish. But
oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, don't worry about it. We haven't completely jumped in the coffin yet on this, so we're still here.
Nope. Love you.
Love you.